The man known as the Devil in the Ozarks will spend additional time behind bars after pleading guilty to escape. Grant Hardin entered a guilty plea Tuesday in Izzard County Circuit Court to second-degree escape. According to the Izzard County Sheriff's Office, Charlie Melton, the judge sentenced Hardin to 13 years in an Arkansas Department of Corrections. The sentence will run consecutively to the 80-year prison term he is currently serving for rape and murder. Hardin walked away from the North Central Unit in Calico Rock in May of 2025. After a two-week manhunt, Arkansas law enforcement officers, along with the U.S. Border Patrol agents, located him near Moccasin Creek in Izzard County, just over a mile from the prison. Hardin is currently being held in the Vander Supermax Unit in Gold. The former Gateway Police Chief was the focus of the television documentary series The Devil in the Ozarks, which detailed his convictions for the rape of a Rogers teacher and the murder of James Appleton. And the Mountain Home Police Department made two arrests early Tuesday morning, with both individuals now facing multiple drug-related charges. According to authorities, 38-year-old Dale Anthony Malcevic has been charged with possession of a Scheduled 1 or 2 controlled substance, methamphetamine or cocaine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and non-payment of fines. His bond was set at $5,910. Mousavitz is scheduled to appear in court on March the 24th. Also arrested was 42-year-old Robin Smith of Mountain Home. She is facing charges of possession of a Scheduled 1 or 2 controlled substance, possession of a Scheduled 4 or 5 controlled substance, and multiple counts of possession of drug paraphernalia. Her bond was set at $5,000. Smith is scheduled to appear in court on February 23rd. Both individuals were booked into the Baxter County Detention Center, and no additional information has been released at this time. A Van Buren man is facing a felony charge after authorities say he stole multiple items from a local property earlier this month. According to court documents, the investigation began on February the 2nd when a victim reported several items missing. The stolen property reportedly included a chandelier, a battery-powered radio, 4 trail cameras, 3 power drills, and a green backpack containing various electronical devices. During the course of the investigation, security footage helped identify the suspect as Matthew Richardson of Van Buren. Authorities say Richardson initially told investigators he had found the stolen items. However, according to a probable cause statement, he later admitted to taking the property. Richardson also turned over several of the stolen items along with additional property that had not been included on the original report. Richardson has been formally charged with stealing $750 or more, a felony offense. No further information has been released at this time. And a Calico Rock couple was injured in a one-vehicle crash north of Pineville on Sunday. According to the crash report, a pickup truck driven by 58-year-old Vaughn Mitchell was traveling northbound on Highway 223 when the vehicle failed to negotiate a curve. The truck traveled off the roadway and struck a tree. Mitchell and his passenger, 55-year-old Vera Mitchell, were both injured in the crash. They were transported to Baxter Health and Mountain Home for treatment. No further details about the crash have been released at this time. Baxter Health has announced a limited-time discount for patients and employees with outstanding hospital balances. Effective immediately, the hospital is offering a 15% discount on all hospital accounts if the outstanding balance is paid in full before May 31st, 2026. The discount will be automatically applied at the time of the payment. Officials say the offer applies to all forms of payment accepted at Baxter Health, including payments made online, in person, at the cashier's office, or by phone. All payments must be received by May 31st in order to qualify for the discount. For questions regarding eligibility or payment options, individuals are encouraged to contact Baxter Health Financial Services at 870-508-1080. Financial counselors are available Monday through Thursday from 8 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, and on Fridays from 8 a.m. till noon. And the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has announced a temporary closure of Highway 178 across Bull Shoals Dam. According to a Tuesday news release, the roadway will be closed from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on February the 24th through February 26th to allow for routine maintenance work. Motorists are advised to plan ahead and use an alternate route during the closure. For additional information, individuals may contact the Mountain Home Project Office at 870-425-2700.